And we're live.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Welcome to the Waffle Mafia podcast number 3. So one of my favorite numbers, number 3. I don't know if y'all know anything about that. We'll do a hell yeah and a hell yeah, and that's a pause for the calls before we get out the gate, y'all. Thank you guys for joining in with me for this momentous occasion. We're going to do a little bit of talk. We're going to talk about some different things. First and foremost, really kind of recap what we did the week before. We're going to do a character spotlight and then just talk to you about a couple of things that are going on with the Waffle Mafia. So keeping things very light, very quick, moving through some things. And then, of course, I got a special surprise for everybody who is in here tonight, who got in the chat, who's listened to the podcast. We're going to do something special towards the end of the show. So with that being said, going to move into things and get things rolling. So big week, a lot going on, of course, throughout the groups. We've seen a lot of different things happening. Some folks posting some videos. We've had some new groups springing up. We've had some fairly quiet within the Waffle Mafia as far as waffles go. Of course, just doing our normal waffles throughout the week over at Lucky Legends. So, got a lot of folks in the chat room. I appreciate you guys jumping in. I'll give a shout out to everybody who's watching and being a part of that. So, got Big Larry Hubbard. He's in there with his Modulock mask hanging out. Got another man in a mask, of course, Mr. Joe Amato. Big shout out to Mr. E. Daddy Eric Glenn. We got Stevie Alphabet, and we got Wiley Cat, Old Foster, and there is OLC Lewis Coronado. So, members of the Waffle Mafia coming to hang out for the podcast. I appreciate that, guys. You guys know what we do here. We do it week in, week out. For the guys and gals who are listening, who maybe this is your first time hearing the podcast, maybe this is your first time ever hearing of the Waffle Mafia, you're like, what the crap is this? What's going on? Guys, what it is, it's a group of groups that have sort of spun off of a creation that we've all loved, and you guys have been the pillars and in creating that group and community that we have, and I appreciate you guys for doing that and being a part of the group. So every time something gets posted in Lucky Legends or over at Lord of Destruction Waffles or even over at Most Powerful Waffles, you know, that adds to our legacy, guys. So we're adding into things and sharing our collections and growing as a community. And guys, we are growing. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Of course, had E-Daddy on for the first Waffle Mafia podcast where we discussed WaffleCon that's going to coincide with Lexington Comic-Con. Of course, that's still coming up. And really, other than that, it's the Waffle Mafia is just a place for you guys to get together and be a part of a family and have a family group, a group where people don't pick and cut on each other, where we don't tolerate that kind of stuff. You get in here doing that, you get whacked, man. So with that said, a little pause for the calls for those that are dead. And there it is. We'll get it. Recap of the week in waffles. It was a waffly week this week. I think that mostly everybody wants to kill Papa P. That seems to be the running theme here lately. Either murder Papa P or Jakey B. He's been, I think he knocked out one or two this past week. So a little rundown of what we did this last week. For those of you guys who don't know, we do a show every Thursday and Saturday and Friday. I wish we still had a Friday show. Hint, hint, Johnny Miz. Let's get that thing back up and run and resurrect it, and let's get it, you know, at least one more time. So what we got Thursday, when we did our little show, our little get-together, had some folks in attendance. And, of course, we did a few little door prizes that were given away there by the Mafia there on Thursday night. And what we do is we meet up in Lucky Legends on Thirsty Thursday. We get together. We have a little community time, a little group time where we plan our actions for the week and how many times I'm going to make it to the post office. So Thirsty Thursday, we did a Battleground Evil Lynn, and old J.J. Phelps took that home this week. So J.J., Big John, John Phelps, little shout out to you, brother. E-Daddy took home a Faceless One. So the Faceless One, we kind of did a father-son night there, or not father-son, daughter-father night, daddy-daughter dance. Did that on Thursday and gave away a Faceless One. Of course, these are classics figures, guys. So, you know, we give away a lot of different things as long as it's MOTU related. So those were classics, did Faceless One. Also gave away an Eternity War, one of the volumes of Eternity War where it's the trade paperbacks. Did Loyal Subjects Evil Lynn, did a Classics Evil Lynn. We did a Waffle Mafia sticker. So for you guys that have not seen that, I know most of you have, there's What It Be. Did one of those cool Waffle Mafia stickers to get that out there to Obi-Dun Kenobi. And did a He-Man DVD for Fafard and Away. So Skellopy Saturday was our next bet. We were out there doing that on Saturday. Did a little show, did a little Skellopy Saturday. Had a custom piece by Mr. Eric Zertouche. And if you guys haven't seen any of his stuff, absolutely glorious. Be sure to check him out. He's a member of the group, member of the Mafia. He'll talk to you. He'll chat with you. He'll give you some customizing tips. So old Eric Z, Zertouche, party of six. There you go, my brother. A little shout out to you. So had a Zellcon is what we called it. So instead of a Skellcon, it was a Zellcon. And that went out to old Papa P. So Big Papa P jumped in there with a win. Followed it right back to back. And the wheel does sometimes, as you guys know, like to hit the old doubler. So the doubler was there with DC Skelly, and Big Papa P took that home as well. Did a Rotan and Skelly for Mr. Draven Black. So Draven Black, you got a Rotan and a Battle Armor Vintage, Rotan Vintage Battle Armor Skeletor on the way out to you. Got did a mini comic, one of the first ones, Grayskull to Manlore, and an Image number 3 with Merman. Gave out a Vintage Laser Bolt that went out to Artemis Prime, and a Vintage Tila that went out to Video Monroe Ho. So there it was. That was the weekly rundown, the waffle wrap up. So there you go, guys. We'll have one more pause for the calls before we get into it, y'all. We're about halfway through this podcast. That's how quick it goes. I appreciate y'all hanging out with me, bros. And that one's done. We're going here with the beer. Have a little fun. So, that's a little pause, and that's What It Be. Who we got there? Macho Man and Rock. Macho Man and Rock. I need a Waffle Mafia sticker. I got a girlfriend represented on her SUV. That's right, man. I love it. Got old Dougie Fresh in the room. What's up, Fresh? Who is Macho Man and Rock? I don't recognize some of these names on here. So, you know, I know you by the name I gave you. Waffle Mafia, most of us have nicknames and have names that we go by. I'm Wiz. There are reasons. But other than that, it's Bone A. Dan popping that Bone A. So good to see you, dude. You ain't a real man unless you pop that cup. Don't tempt me, Fresh. I get deep enough, son. We'll get in there just to see if we can get it done. So spotlight character for this week. Going to run through it real quick. Ram Man. So wanted to talk to you guys about Ram Man. Ram Man, a very cool character. And obviously you guys could tell by the promo that I was running here for the podcast for tonight, that tonight would obviously have something to do with Ram Man. Very sneakily dropping the word Ultimate in there. Yeah. So sneaky. I got it down, guys. But, yeah, so Ram Man, throughout the years, various different, tellings of Ram Man and the way that he's represented, it's stayed pretty true most of the time to the fact that Ram Man, obviously in his heavy armor, got the big chains coming over, the huge connectors on the top, his skull belt. When you saw that figure as a kid, And even outside of the action feature, it really wasn't about the action feature for me when I saw him. But the first thing that I thought of, and I just remember as a child looking at him, it was sort of this knight. He was sort of knightly in a way. He had this big armor, but he was a huge juggernaut, so to speak. And had the ability to ram into things, but just seeing him in that packaging as a child and looking at him for the first time, just really impressed with that figure overall, the shiny wristbands. Man, just a really striking figure, really well done. Now, I have to say, W. Fresh said the Classics version is outstanding. Absolutely, man. That is a version, obviously, that I do not have in my collection. He was a bit expensive just due to the production run and all that good stuff. But as far as the early tellings of Ram Man and the guy that he was early on, to me, I almost felt a little cheated when I got the figure and his legs didn't work the way that everybody else's legs work. So, you know, that was obvious to the action feature. And, of course, once you got it and you played with it, you loved it, and that's what it did, and he sprung. And, of course, following along with Filmation and the way that he's represented within Filmation, it sort of meshed a little bit better with the vintage character versus the way that he was originally represented to us. And that caused a problem for some people. Stevie says, Classics is nice. Hated how small he was in the vintage and Filmation. I agree with that, man, because truthfully, when you think about, and I hate to keep using that word because I know that he's compared to that person very often, but Juggernaut, because he is such a juggernaut and he's just absolutely banging into things and bashing things down, you expect him to be a little bit bigger. You expect him to be hulking and have these hulking muscles and sort of, I never even minded the fact that he at sometimes was portrayed to be a little bit heavier just because he's a brute of a guy. He's a big monster of a guy. So, the Filmation telling of him was much more in line with, I think, the looks of the figure, but at the time that the figure was released, he really wasn't meant to be taken as the buffoon or sort of the bumbling, thick-headed individual that he can be portrayed as at times. So really, if we go back prior to that, that gets us into what Super 7 was trying to do when they came out with the Classics version, the new version that we just got from Super 7. And of course, just a retooling of Mattel's the Classics version, there are some huge differences, as everybody's pointed out throughout the group. The armor's a bit different. Some of the paint apps are different. There's been some issues with that. But as far as that character, when it was done in Classics in 2008, absolutely beautiful reimagining of Ram Man and him looking in a way that I felt, you know, he feels and looks like a very menacing character. So you got the Ram Man NECA bust. That's pretty cool, man. I would actually like to see that in person. I haven't seen that in person. But Filmation Rammy always kind of springing around, bouncing around on the legs. They did pay homage to that in the Classics version, because you do have sort of the ringlets on the legs as if it were springy. But the guy that Super 7 was more focused on doing, and the guy that they wanted to bring to us, that they felt like the fans were kind of interested in having, was Mini Comic Ram Man. And now they have labeled him as Mini Comic Ram Man, or really just Ultimate Ram Man, but we've seen it in a couple of different ways associated with Mini Comic colors. That's really not truly the Mini Comic colors, because if you get into the actual Mini Comic course, and here we have, to share with you guys, there's the vintage. This vintage guy's beat up. Obviously, he's lost one of his wristbands. He has some issues with the legs and all that good stuff. And you had your action feature. But you know, very cool toy. I loved the gimmick of it when I was a kid. I really wish that I could have posed it a little bit better, but you just there really wasn't a whole lot you could do with them. But, you know, action feature nonetheless. I've slammed this guy into a million different things. He's knocked into a million different things as we were playing as kids. A little pause for the calls. But what you see here, we have He-Man meets Ram-Man. And within that, if we look at the colors of Ram-Man, this is not what Super 7 gave us. So to call him mini comic Ram-Man, I don't know if that's necessarily as correct as it could be. What we could call it is we could call it mini comic card back or mini comic back art, because these are actually the colors that Super 7 got us in the Ultimate version. So he's listed as the Human Battering Ram, affiliated with the Heroic Warriors, Masters of the Universe, Heroic Defenders. He has an axe. His special abilities is he's a human battering ram, powerful legs for jumping, and spring coil legs. So pretty much throughout the whole telling of Ram Man's time, fairly consistent with who he was and sort of the backstory with Ram Man. The German Motu audio plays, he was depicted as one of the strongest of the Masters of the Universe, so not necessarily depicted in such a bumbling way. Only Faker's strength and Stinkor stench were able to bring him down. In the UK Motu comic magazines, consistent with other media, the UK comics portray Ram Man as having a close friendship for Stratos, and we do see that in several other tellings as well. You also get into that with the MYP with Ram Man, and Ram Man given a little bit more of character development in the MYP. However, once again, sort of represented as a blundering, sort of large hulking buffoon, and not necessarily given, I think, the respect that that particular character deserves. So with Ram Man, it's always a fine line, I think, where ooh, Laurie. Larry Hubbard said you could call me Ooh, Laurie. Ooh, Larry. I like it, man. But I don't think he ever really got kind of the respect that he deserved throughout the series and the telling. So to see it come back up in classics and for the Four Horsemen to take that very seriously and that sculpt and even the sculpt itself, he sort of comes off as much more serious and much more menacing as a figure. A little bit of trivia I did look up. I was kind of curious about the relationship with Juggernaut. You know, obviously, Juggernaut created much earlier by Stan Lee. It was in 1965. So whether Ram Man actually borrowed some of his creation from Juggernaut, we'll never know. But obviously, yes, there are some similarities. One of the cool things that I did find in similarities there is that with Juggernaut, his stuff is sort of magical, and it bonds to his soul, and then that creates the strength, and it gives him this multiplied strength. And if we look at the telling, the Motu Classics, the bios, of course, we go back to the bios and talk about some of those things. They gave him a name, Crass, and that Ram Man is actually named Crass, and that he was a member of a village in the Vine Jungle, and they had these artifacts, and the armor was an artifact. And then when he put the magical armor on, it then enhanced his abilities and gave him this human battering ram abilities. Ram Man also had sort of a squire who took over after he had retired. The kid took over for him and adopted his name. He is listed in the book as Ram Man 2. So for those of you guys that don't know, there is a Ram Man 2 that is a part of the 2008 Classics bios. And his name is Jotter. So a little piece of trivia there. Ram Man 2's name's Jotter. But he also listed in sort of some of the media involving Ram Man. So we're about 5 minutes away from the end of this podcast. We're going to have a few. His name should be Jessup. Jessup, I like it. Yeah, Crass. I don't know, man. Crass sucks ass. I don't really know about that name. I don't know why we would come up with that name unless he was kind of. I don't know the gimmick behind that. Maybe he was a very crass individual. He was slamming into things. I don't know, but. The representation of Ram Man in the original He-Man Meets Ram Man, which is how I personally was introduced to Ram Man and the way that I viewed him as a child, was a much tougher, much more menacing individual that really just couldn't be put down. He was slamming into Grayskull. Even after things got rough, Skeletor continued to slam him into Grayskull, magically try to break the jaw bridge. So, Ram Man, very formidable individual in throughout the MOTU canon. And with that said, we'll little pause for the calls, and we'll get on to what we came for, y'all. So what we're going to do, I'm going to do a little something special for you guys this evening because I was very super excited about this and really could not wait to talk to you guys about it. So, obviously, you see this right here, BBTS, Big Bad Toy Store. You guys are opening this with me first time. We're going to open this bad boy up. And so that's a little box for Big Bad Toy Store today. I know this kind of stuff kind of belongs in the unboxing, but there's a reason that we're doing what we're doing. Pretty nice packaging here by Big Bad Toy Store. Give a little shout out there. Looks pretty good. Got my shipping stuff in there. And what we have is Ultimate Ram Man. So Ultimate Ram Man, got him in the box there. Looky here, some damage on the box. Not too bad. It's just kind of pushed down a little bit. Looks like somebody didn't do the greatest job in the whole wide world of packaging this bad boy and closing it up good. Caused a little crease, or not necessarily a little crease, but a little mark at the top of the card. But with that said, we're going to see if we can't work him out of here. Oh, man. Absolutely beautiful. Look at that. So, Masters of the Universe on that beautiful card back, Ram Man, the way you saw him in the store. Well, not really. But, hey, different little paint job, man. He got a little change of clothes. That's the way it goes. So there you go. Absolutely glorious Ultimate Ram Man. I've talked about some color differences in the hands and arms. I do see that a little bit. I don't know if it's kind of meant to be that way. To me, the paint app doesn't look really all that much off. It's not huge. Everything else looks pretty solid. I don't see any real paint rub or any kind of damage anywhere else. We've got that extra head, so you've got the blonde head in there that's got the steel plate on the top of the head. Comes with his axe, and, of course, we have that beautiful mini cover, that faux mini cover comic in the back, Merman Meets Ram Man, sort of throwback to that original comic there. So DSM, old Danny Scott Mayonnaise says, sweet baby Ram Man. Yeah, that's what it is. So, Ultimates Ram Man on his Ultimates card back. Oh, look at the back. So glorious. Got that beautiful card art there. And got his other Ultimates line. And, of course, they went ahead and threw in the Collector's Choice and the Club Grayskull down there on the bottom, showing you how to pop on Ram Man's other head as if we didn't know. But that's the only action feature we got, yo. But it's cool that they put it in there, kind of threw it on the side the way that it told you about the old stuff. So Ram Man on the original card back, we just opened him up out of the box. Believe it or not, guys, it actually, even though the box kind of worried me a little bit there to begin with, it's really no damage whatsoever to the box. The card back, just I guess where they've heated up the blister, and you can see there's a tiny little bit of bend on it, not too much. With that said, guys, we've got about a minute left in the podcast, and Here's what we're going to do. We're going to send out this Ram Man to one of you. So we're going to have us a little show here in just a minute, and we're going to do that thing where I like to spin it. So for everybody who got up in the live chat tonight, who hopped in there and said something, we got you guys over here in the live chat. You're going to get a free spot on the wheel. So everybody that's in the live chat, you're going to get a free spot. So that gets you in for free. And then what we're going to do is work out a little system for everybody else that wants to get in. And we'll do that just as soon as it starts filling up and we got a few people's ready to roll. I'll throw out a promo on it here in just a second. Guys, it's going to go quick. It's 8:30 right now. We're going to do this thing by 9 p.m. So I'm going to throw it out there. We're going to do the Masters of the Universe Ram Man Ultimate. It has been the Ultimate Ram Man discussion on the Waffle Mafia podcast. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me. Everybody in the chat, you getting a free shot. So here we go. We're going to do a little pause for the calls with it, yo. So also, you can increase your chances. So bring you more than one partner to the dances. A little pause for the calls. I appreciate all of y'all. Y'all are the Waffle Mafia. Appreciate you hanging out with me and letting me be the voice. And here in a minute, you can have your choice of how many shots you take at old Rammy. But some of y'all are in for free, and I appreciate you guys hanging out with me. Make sure you check out popculturenetwork.com. Check out the other podcasts that are going on, Fans of Power. Check out Masters of the Galaxy. I'm also on that podcast with Brian Ozone and Andrew Kay. Let's see, what else have we got going on? eBay. Be sure to check out Most Powerful Auctions on Facebook. Go over to Most Powerful Auctions, and then that will direct you over to eBay.com. We've got some stuff ending up there this evening, but old Ram Man, that's not where he's going to be, because Ram Man is heading out to you from me. So I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for hanging with me. We'll talk to you later. Peace.